Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good, everybody? Welcome in to your soccer-only episode of the Early Edger Daily Sports Betting Brand of Record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline. I am the coach, and if you couldn't tell, I am pumped up today. Now, normally I'm hyped because we have the guru, but today is a very special, historic day in the world of the Early Edge and the world of Sportsline. So, without any further ado, let's bring in the stars of the show. And look who we got. First and foremost, he is the guru, but now he's willing to share the screen. Martin W. Green, welcome to the Early Edge.
Thanks for having me, coach. Pleasure to be here. Pleasure to be with John Bucket Betts as well. Fantastic. Great times.
That is exactly right. We call him Buckets. If you follow him on social media, you have been cashing tickets for days. And already won this morning. Johnny, with all the respect in the world, welcome to the Early Edge. How are you, pal?
I am good, coach. It's great to be here. Great to be here alongside you and the guru. I've changed through three shirts already with the nervous sweats, but I'm going to get a hang of it. We're gonna win some bets today.
I need you to look straight ahead. Look straight ahead. There you go. There you go. Now connecting with the audience. That's what it's all about. Everybody in the chat already loves buckets. So here's what we're gonna do. We got a busy weekend in a lot of different leagues. So we're gonna kind of ping pong, just have a discussion. And of course, boys, we're gonna cash some tickets. So if you guys are ready, let's jump right in. All right. So let's go to Premier League. And Martin, you got to need to show our new guy how we do it here at the Early Edge. So we've got Aston Villa and Everton, 7:30 a.m. Eastern time. Note the start time on Saturday. Talk to me.
So Everton fired manager Rafa Benitez last weekend after losing to relegation-threatened Norwich. They've taken just 1 point from their last four games, and they appear to be in real trouble right now. Aston Villa, on the other hand, they should be buoyed by the 2-2 draw that they secured against Man United last weekend. They were 2-0 down, but new signing Philippe Coutinho, who's a genuine superstar, he came off the bench, he set up one goal, and then he fired in the equaliser. They look a lot stronger than Everton right now. I expect them to go there and get an away result. I'm not confident enough to go for a straight win, but I've got Aston Villa draw no better, odds of -110. I think that looks a very tempting price. Can't see Aston Villa losing that one.
You are damn right. -110 and the draw will give us our money back. I'm here for it. By the way, you mentioned the young player scoring the two goals. How about the young cat in the Leicester game on Wednesday that scored two goals in stoppage time to win the game?
Bergwijn's a talented player. They've got a lot of depth up front. It's a bit worrying for an Arsenal fan to see the let's hope we can match it.
There you go. I know you can. All right, let's move over to buckets now. And my man, you love yourself some Bundesliga. You love Germany. By the way, two of my nieces born in Germany. My brother-in-law was in the military. All right, so let's jump right in, Johnny. This is your very first on-camera pick, but as I mentioned, you've just been cashing ticket after ticket after ticket after ticket. So let's go to Mönchengladbach. Martin taught me this. Mönchengladbach and Union Berlin, 9:30 a.m. Eastern time on Saturday. Talk to me.
All right, coach. We are going to be doing our favorite bet on that one. We are taking both teams to score at a -145 right now. It's just, you can't root against both teams to score. It's just, it's my favorite bet. It's your favorite bet. We just got to run with it. Both teams are coming off of bad losses in the Pokal Cup and are be looking at bouncing back here. Both teams, as a lot of the Bundesliga does do, scores a lot, but also concedes a lot. BTTS has hit in the last six of the Gladbach matches and in the last three of the Union Berlin matches. Ever since the new year hit, Union Berlin has been scoring 2-3 goals a game, but has been allowing 2-3 at the same time. So going after that BTTS action.
You're damn right. And we got it. We cashed it yesterday. Yesterday, Union Berlin. Who are they playing? It was Berlin and Union Berlin, like played each other on Wednesday. They both scored. It went over. We're going to expect the same thing right here. All right, let's stay in the Bundesliga. All right, let's go to Leverkusen and FC Augsburg. 9:30 a.m. Eastern start. Also, what do you like in this one?
Doing the same thing. If it's not broke, don't fix it. We're going both teams to score at minus 135 here. Leverkusen has had a phenomenal year. They're currently third on the table and are the third highest scoring team, only behind Dortmund and Bayern. They also have conceded and scored in their last nine matches straight. So that same kind of theme, we see a ton of goals, but they just concede and their back line is always struggling. Augsburg is fighting right now. They're trying to avoid relegation. They're sitting towards that bottom of the list and they've scored in seven of the last eight. And they are motivated and they are a pretty good team when they're on the road and they're used to being the underdog here.
I love teams that have great offenses and terrible defenses. Martin, let me ask you this. How come Bundesliga is like kind of the outlier when it comes to the big world leagues, when it comes to scoring? Why are there so many goals in this league?
I think they've got a lot of talented attackers in the league and a lot of very poor defenses, sadly. I mean, they're the second best team in the league and they cannot defend to save their lives. Whereas you get to La Liga or the Premier League and the caliber of defending is just so much higher, which does result in a lot of open, entertaining games in the Bundesliga and in Serie A, to be fair. There's BTTS cashes all the time in Serie A at the moment. So those are two of the best leagues if you're looking at goal markets. And yeah, I totally agree, actually. I was on both teams to score and over 2.5 goals in that Gladbach versus Union game. I think we'll see goals in the Leverkusen game, but I'd be leaning towards a Leverkusen win there. And also quite like Patrick Schick to score at plus 140. Mm. He's a very talented striker in great form.
How great is it that you guys are throwing extra Chick-fil-A nuggets into the show today? Do they even have Chick-fil-A in London? Is there a Chick-fil-A in London?
They do not. No,
we have. You're like, what's that? It's a big deal here in the States. I'll say that. It's a big deal here in the States. All right, let's get back to our board for the day. We're going right back to Bundesliga again. Offenheim. Now, they did not cash, Johnny, for you on Wednesday. You had team total over 1.5, and they got blown out of the building. They're taking on another team that has a great offense, but they also played poorly in their last game. Talk to me.
All right, Coach. So I did look at BTTS for this one as well. Odds were like minus 280 or something when I checked last night, so not something we can do there. So I'm taking over 3.5 goals for the match total. These are two of the highest scoring teams in the league that are both coming again off of pretty embarrassing losses. Dortmund fielded their starting 11 and lost to St. Pauli in Bundesliga 2. So there's some kind of tension, some anticipation to come in here and have high scoring games. Hoffenheim has scored in two or more in their last 8 of 10 matches. Dortmund has scored 2 or more in their last 7 of 9. I'm just expecting some bounce backs and some high scoring goals here.
Boom. I love it. And this is a great way for those people that are brand new to soccer betting that you just heard Johnny say, we can't go with a minus 280. That's just way too high. So figure out another way to allow teams to score, and doing the over at much lower juice is a great way of doing that. All right. Boy, you're really starting to really say, this is my show. Why do we even need Mark? I'm kidding. Let's stay in the Bundesliga. Fürth and Mainz. This is also 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Saturday. Talk to me.
All right. We're going to do something different here. I am taking Mainz money line. When they talk about Bundesliga being a very high scoring league and just a ton of goals, they usually leave Fürth out of that conversation. They're absolutely struggling right now with only one win in their 19 games and only 7 points. Almost a lock for relegation. There's not really much they can do at this point. They have 3 draws in a row, but they were all against 3 pretty bad teams as well. And on Stuttgart, Armenia, and Augsburg, they've conceded 51 goals in 19 games. And Mainz is coming off a pretty good form right now. Sorry, my notes got a little messed up here, but I just expect them to come out and do what they're supposed to do against a team like Mainz.
Johnny, it happens to me all the time. It happens to me all the time. Don't even worry about it. All right. So those are 4 straight Bundesliga picks. And don't worry, we're going to have a full recap at the end of the show. But I need to go back now to Sunday. Or did I miss one? Did I miss one? Am I good? I did miss one. Yes, I did. I knew I missed one because I had that Serie A in my head. Serie A. And I was like, okay. Martin's on one on Saturday. This is a 12 p.m. Eastern game. Inter against Venezia. My apologies, Martin. What do you like in this game?
Yeah, so Inter are coming up against Venezia, which is in Venice, the city with all the canals. Inter now have the second best defensive record in Serie A this season. They've conceded just one goal in their last 8 games. Their 0-0 draw with Atalanta last time out brought their 9-game winning streak to an end, but they were tired after an extra time victory over Juventus in the Supercoppa Italiana a few days earlier. I think they should return to winning ways in this game. It finished 2-0 to Inter when these teams met in Venice earlier this season. Simone Inzaghi's men should be capable of a similar result this weekend. Venezia have the second lowest goals tally in the league this season, so I've gone for Inter win to nil. It's not a usual bet for me, but I'm actually coming up with 2 win to nil bets for you this evening, coach, so fingers crossed they cash.
Oh, such a scary bet. It's such a scary bet, but every time I don't do it, it hits. Because sometimes I'll be sitting there like, why am I questioning Martin Green? Why am I questioning Martin Green? Then I don't put it in, and then I kick myself in the tail when it hits. So I've learned my lesson. I've learned my lesson. All right, let's move, guys, to Sunday now. And Premier League, Johnny, it's always tough when you're picking the game that has your favorite squad on the pitch. Arsenal, Burnley, talk to me.
Yeah, so I'm going to go for Arsenal to get a win, a vital win against Burnley. Now, obviously, I'm wearing an Arsenal shirt here. I'm a long-suffering Arsenal fan. I'll admit it to anybody. But my main objective here is actually to fade Burnley. Burnley have slumped to the bottom of the Premier League table after losing their last 2 games. Their situation became even bleaker, coach, last week when relegation rivals Newcastle activated Chris Wood's release clause, so they snatched Burnley's best striker away from them to St James's Park. Burnley don't have any strikers anymore because Ashley Barnes is injured, Matej Vidra is doubtful, and Maxwell Cornet is at the Africa Cup of Nations. So no strikers for Burnley whatsoever. They're going down to Arsenal. Arsenal have a couple of players missing through injury in the African Cup of Nations too, but they have 7 wins out of 10 home games so far this season. They really need a victory. Burnley is winless on the road. So I'm giving Arsenal a minus 1.25 Asian handicap, which means I get a full win if they win by 2 clear goals, or I lose half my stake if they only win by a single goal. I think they can win this by 2 clear goals.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I get so many tweets all the time saying, coach, they took half, or I only won half, or I only lost half. That's what it means when it's a quarter, whether it's 3 quarters or a quarter. It took me a little while to figure that out, but once I did, it becomes much easier. And that's why you have my guys Buckets and Martin to explain it all to you. All right. So now let's go back to Serie A, 9 a.m. Eastern time on Sunday. Napoli and Salernitana. And I know I butchered that, but I enjoy it. It's kind of my thing. Martin, what do you like in this one?
Yeah, so this is my second game in which I'm going for the win to nil, coach. Okay. Napoli. I know what you're going to say, but Napoli are the only team in Serie A with a better defensive record than Inter this season, while Salernitana are the only team in Serie A with a worse attacking record than Venezia. So you've got the team with the best defence in the league coming up against the team with the worst attack in the league. And it finished 1-0 to Napoli earlier this season when these teams met. So I've got to go for it again, coach. I'm going Napoli win to nil. They've won their last 2 games to nil. Defence is looking a lot stronger now. Salernitana aren't showing much to me in attack, and I've got odds of minus 108 on it. Just look too good to ignore. If you didn't want to go for the win to nil, you could probably go for Napoli in under 3.5 goals, Napoli in under 4.5 goals, or maybe even the Napoli minus 1.25 Asian handicap again. But I've gone for win to nil in this one.
All right. It's all about options. It's all about options. We educate and entertain, use the information, and make the bet that you want at home. I would suggest that you go with Martin's play. All right. Now, as fate would have it, gentlemen, our final play of the show, you both are on. However, in a different way, which I love. So let me do this. Let's start with the game first. Buckets, Hertha, Bayern Munich, 11:30 a.m. Eastern time on Sunday. What are you looking at in this one?
I'm looking at this one, coach. Bayern over 2.5 goals team total. So all we care about this game is that Bayern puts 3 in the back of the net at minus 140. For a couple of reasons here, I really like this bet. First of all, it's just it's Bayern Munich. It's what they do. 61 goals in 19 games. Lewandowski's coming off a hat trick, so he's looking better than ever right now. The last time they went head-to-head, it was a 5-0 defeat. And most importantly here for me is Bayern's finally recovering from their COVID troubles. This past month has been kind of hard, and we've seen a lot of their starting 11 off the pitch. Come this Sunday, they should have 10 of the 11 back, minus Alphonso Davies, potentially, who's having some other issues off the field. But I think it's too good to pass up here.
I think it's a great, great point. Now, you said all you care about is Bayern Munich scoring 3, but I don't know if that's all Martin cares about in this game. What do you like, Martin?
I would be delighted, coach, if Bayern scored. I can't see Hertha Berlin scoring 2 in this game. And I've gone for Bayern minus 1.75 on the Asian handicap line. Echo everything that John just said there. Bayern roared back to form with a 4-0 win against Cologne last weekend, despite still having a few players out due to that COVID outbreak. They're all coming back now, so we've got a pretty much full-strength Bayern Munich team. As he mentioned, they average more than 3 goals per game, and Hertha Berlin have the second worst defensive record in the Bundesliga this season. Really tough campaign for them. Could get really ugly for Hertha this. Bayern are only narrowly ahead of Dortmund, still at the top of the table, so they need to keep winning, and they're going to put a beating on a few teams in the weeks ahead, starting with Hertha, I believe. So, yeah, I've got minus 114 there on Bayern Munich minus 1.75 Asian handicap.
Oh, I absolutely love it. By the way, in the chat, Max says, I'm going to propose that us bucket gangs be called the Garbage Pail Kids. Everybody that follows buckets, they want to be called the Garbage Pail Kids. I'll think about it. I'm in charge of the nicknames and branding. So I'll think about it. I don't know if I like that or not, but I like the way you guys are thinking. All right. Now, that was amazing. But we're up against it. So grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap, and it looks glorious. First, the guru, Martin W. Green. He's on Aston Villa, draw, no bet, Inter, win to nil. Arsenal, Napoli, win to nil, and then Bayern Munich to win by, we really want him to win by 3 goals to get our full payout. 2 goals, you get about half, or you get exactly half. All right, and then buckets, he's on Gladbach, Union Berlin, both teams to score. Leverkusen, Augsburg, both teams to score. Offenheim at Dortmund, over 3.5. And then Mons on the money line to win. And then also on that Bayern Munich game Sunday, team total, they score 3, we cash that ticket. Quickly, Johnny, for those people watching live right now, what's the other play you have on Twitter after the Turkey Super League?
The other play I have on Twitter, let me get that pulled up here real, coach. I've got notes everywhere. I've got the Copa del Rey in Spain. I've got Athletic Bilbao versus FC Barcelona. Both teams to score at minus 130 at 3:30 p.m. Eastern time.
All right, get that pick in. We got you covered. As I say all the time, we can only lead you to the water. We can't help you drink. All right, there's only one thing left to do, and you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, the guru, Martin W. Green, buckets, Johnny Eimer, and of course, the jeweler on the ones and the twos, putting it all together here at the brand. I am the coach. Don't forget, subscribe to our YouTube channel. You're watching right now. Hit the subscribe button. Turn on your notifications, because in your feed right now, our NFL divisional round preview. We've got our MMA preview, and now we have our soccer preview. Don't miss a minute of our incredible content and my incredible cappers. All right? Tell all your friends, there's only one sports betting brand you even need to worry about. We like to call it the Early Edge. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.